Nerdy Boys are back, coming to give it to you, playing the same game. You know it's reviews, Elk Grove Nerds always breaking through, like the Hulk smashing his way through the roof.
Dominate abomination, running the entire nation's dollars are in circulation. Blowing it on these vacations, buying, taking, causing pain. Bruce will tell you what I'm saying, he is red at always paying. That is called the Bruce Wayne.
Hello and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts, I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened during the weekend. Movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So spoiler warning, if you have not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Explicit content warning, we'll be cussing and stuff, so if that's not your kind of thing, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Only two podcasts for you guys this week.
I know. It's a major disappointment. You don't get to hear our lovely voices through 3 and 4 podcasts.
Yeah, but you can go check out our Game of Thrones podcast. We review the first 3 episodes so far. It's all kind of mixed in with these ones, so, you know. But they're labeled.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, so, they are.
Last week we also did our Civil War podcast, our Civil War review. Mm-hmm. So, if you're not the American Civil War, Captain America Civil War. So
oh,
a little different there.
Very.
In case
very
you
nice.
Thought that we were talking about the American Civil War and like Lincoln and the slaves and stuff, it's not what we were talking about. But you know, I hope you weren't disappointed if you weren't expecting that.
Dude, so that'd be so hilarious if people like legitimately like clicked on it thinking that that was the case.
Yeah. They're like, who is this Steve Rogers?
I don't remember him from the history books.
Yeah. But anyway, we got some news. We got some shows. We got some season finales next week and then more the following week. So
yeah, all of our shows are coming to an end, you know.
Pretty quickly here.
Yes. The plots are thickening. Yeah. Things are bubbling to the surface. It's getting intense, man. It's getting intense.
Yeah, and we've been, like, watching Geordie Shore all night.
Yeah, man.
And that's getting intense, too. Yeah. Man, that was a wicked fight, man.
Get it.
Yeah. Anyway, let's jump right in the news. We're going to start with 3 pieces of news about Black Panther. The first is that Michael B. Jordan will be reteaming with director Ryan Coogler, joining Black Panther in a mystery role. So the impressive cast of Black Panther continues to expand with the casting of Michael B. Jordan. We know him from Creed. He played Apollo Creed or his son. I don't know. You probably saw the movie, right?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it.
I heard it was fantastic, but yeah. I haven't seen it. And he also played the Johnny Storm guy in the Fantastic Four reboot.
Yeah. Or should we say Shit-tastic Four?
The Fantastic Fail. I don't know. but yeah, I mean, the movie wasn't good, but I think the cast was magnificent, at least.
It was. It totally was, dude. I completely agree with you.
So yeah, so he will be joining in a mystery role. It'll be interesting to see kind of what role he plays and if it'll be like a real like superhero that we know or something. It's like, because if it is, it's like then like it's like Johnny Storms always go on to be bigger and better heroes.
Yep.
So
so I mean, it's not a ton of stuff to go on, but yeah. I'm pretty excited because I think Michael B. Jordan's a great actor.
Yeah.
So it's a great addition to their cast. I'm just very curious to know what role he's going to play. And
right.
Like,
mystery roles are bothersome.
Yeah, they're very annoying to me.
But at least it's an actor we're familiar with and not some random.
Yeah, that's for sure. Here's the thing is like, I mean, it's not very easy to maintain an accent. Are they going to have him play an American role, or is it going to be like an African type role, or he has like an accent from a Wakandan, or what? Like,
I think it'll be interesting to find out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm interested to find out to see like just how far his range can go.
I
want to
know
acting.
If Chadwick Boseman actually has an accent, like, because he kept that accent up pretty well in Civil War.
Yeah, dude, he was
so
wonderful.
If it was a fake accent, but yeah, it was really good. In addition, Lupita Nyong'o is in talks for the Black Panther movie. She was the mom wolf in, she voiced the mom wolf in Jungle Book. She voiced Maz Kanata in The Force Awakens. So,
I mean, do we know her from anything like live though?
The only thing they mention is 12 Years a Slave, which I haven't seen, but I know she won awards for it. Yeah. So,
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to judge. I mean, it's just, I mean, of course, like, I mean, voice acting is completely different from
real
actual
acting.
Act,
yeah. You know, all we like know is that, she'd probably be in a role on, the Dora Milaje, which is like Black Panther's, women, all female bodyguard fighting group, which would be awesome.
We
kind of saw like a hint of that with the bodyguard lady he had when like he was trying to get in the limo and Black Widow was like,
I thought that was like, I thought that was like his sister.
No.
Was it not her sister?
I don't think so. Huh. Maybe it was supposed
I was thinking about that too. Like while the movie was going on, I was like, is that supposed to be his sister? Because if so, that's so cool that they're in the same movie right now. I was like, oh man. I was like, do you know that one day she will be Black Panther? True story.
Yes. So, but in addition to these casting news, we have a little bit of a different kind of news article thing. But yeah, it stirred up some controversy in some comment sections. But Kevin Feige pretty much was talking about the Black Panther cast, and he was saying it'll be among the best ensembles they've ever had. And 90% of the cast is either African or African American. They go on to kind of say like, oh, of course, like that's something to be expected, but because of all the whitewashing accusations, like it's important to get this out of the way and blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to say, that when it was pointed out in the interview that having a superhero film with an African leader, an African character in the lead role, Kevin Feige said it's a huge step for Marvel. It's a step that Marvel took many years ago in the comics as well, and it felt like it's more than due time to do that in the movie.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how necessary the news is. I mean,
no, it's not necessary. I just want to talk about it because it's like I just saw it and I was like reading the comment section, dude, and people are flipping out like oh, it's blackwashing and all this stuff. Like it's like a massive backlash now because he said this, and I'm like, I don't get it. Someone did comment on this, said it'll be the darkest Marvel movie for me.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, like, okay, guys, people just need to get past the whole race thing.
Yeah.
Can we just all be friends? Like, that'd be just great. You know, it's like, you don't have to worry about all the racism and stuff.
Don't worry. When this movie comes out, there'll be more controversy because they'll be like, they just shoved all the black people in one movie.
Yeah, dude, like, you already know, like, that's exactly what I was thinking, like, when, you know, you're kind of, like, reading off this article, and I was like, you know how many people probably just gonna complain that it's, like, the only reason that they made it, like, 90% black is because it was convenient, and it's supposed to take place in Africa, so, of course, there has to be, like, primarily, you know, an African or African-American cast, and all that stuff, and it's, like, I just don't get people, dude, it's, like, what do you fucking want, dude? Seriously.
Yeah. So
it's like let's just get over this whole race thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Move on. Okay. All right. You know, talking about, you know, Fantastic Four and Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Simon Kinberg wants a Fantastic Four sequel with the same cast, in fact. Kinberg stated, "We want another movie. We love the cast. I mean, if I were to say to you now, Michael B. Jordan, Miles Teller, Kate Mara, and Jamie Bell are great actors. We love the cast. I love the comic. I mean, I love it almost as much as X-Men. We were working really hard to figure this out. Nothing would make me happier than the world embracing a Fantastic Four movie. We'll try to be truer to the essence of the tone of Fantastic Four, which is completely, well, not completely, but largely distinct from X-Men, which is brighter, funner, more optimistic tone. I think we tried to make a darker Fantastic Four movie, which seemed like a radical idea, but we're kind of messing with the DNA of the actual comic instead of trusting the DNA of the comic." Dude, that statement was like all over the place.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't like when I like first read it, I was like, I didn't really know whether to make like heads or tails of that.
He didn't really know whether to make heads or tails, but he doesn't know what he's saying.
You know, as the 2015 film Kinberg did a one-page rewrite on the from a screenplay originally written by Jeremy Slater and Josh Trank, which originally was more upbeat with more set pieces. The prolific producer now admits it was ultimately a mistake to can that script. We didn't make a good movie, Kinberg said, and the world voted, and I think they probably voted correctly. You can't make a good movie every time out. Not everyone does. We actually have a pretty good batting average, all things considered. But I think we made many mistakes when making this movie, mistakes that we learned from and we won't repeat. Okay, sure.
Buddy. I think your batting average is shit.
Yeah, I don't know why he even mentioned an average for their shit movies at Fox. What fans may not realize is another Fantastic Four movie is likely in the cards, as Fox will have to make one within the next few years in order to maintain the rights, which is how the 2015 film came about. The studio seems unwilling to let those valuable assets revert back to Marvel Studios, which already supposedly has contingency plans in place should the characters fall into the hands a la Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Yeah, fucking cool. All right. Well, I mean, it's great to hear the director's honesty, dude. Like, you know, hey, dude, we totally fucked up. We won't do it again. But like I said, his tones, you know, and his messages, like, definitely conveyed uncertainty.
Yeah.
In himself, you know, that doesn't you know, cast out fucking confidence within your viewership, dude. Like. You have to know what direction you guys are going. You have to know all these things. I just think they should just let Marvel have it. They tried hard, and they failed miserably.
Yeah.
It's time to just let it go. And you know, them making, like, statements like this, I mean, I don't know how true it is. They're like, oh, their rights were going to run out, so, hey, let's just make a movie real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but... I don't know how long they were planning on making this movie for before they kind of realized that their rights might run out. But, dude, it's just, you know, hell, I think the cast is really good. The cast they had was great. And they just couldn't execute.
Yeah.
They just couldn't execute.
And if the rights do go back to Marvel, Marvel will recast. So.
Yeah, which sucks because, I mean, I guess I could do with, like, a new thing, but.
I mean,
I did really enjoy Michael B. Jordan as Johnny Storm, but it's not really Johnny Storm, though. If you think about it, it wasn't really Johnny Storm. They just gave him his powers and named him the same character. It wasn't really Johnny Storm, though.
Right, yeah.
But I love Sue Storm, and I loved Reed Richards in that movie.
Oh, yeah. I thought the cast was great, but just, I mean, it wasn't a good movie.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want Fox to make more movies, but I do want to see that cast back. But I have faith in Marvel's casting a la Tom Holland. So Marvel's Agent Carter has been canceled by ABC. That's pretty sad. In addition, more sad news, the spinoff that was supposed to feature Bobby Morse and Hunter, well, that's not going through either. Marvel's Most Wanted, ABC's not going to pick it up. So... yeah, sad news, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of sad news. My thing is, why though? Like, why cancel a hit series, and why cancel something I feel most people probably want? I mean, maybe the viewership's not there for the Most Wanted, but I know it's there for Agent Carter. Like, I don't understand why.
Yeah, I know. Like, I didn't pick up the story, but, like, there's already a petition with, like, 21,000 signatures to try to get Netflix to pick it up.
Yeah, I wrote that down in my notes as well. Yeah, I've seen that already. But I just think it's, I don't like the half news articles, man. Like, they really just, like, it's annoying because it's, like, now it's, like, I'm sure it will service eventually, but I want to know why. Like, why are you guys fucking, is it budget issues?
Probably budget, and they're not getting the viewership.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like Agent Carter had to have been pulling in the right viewership, dude. Because that show was definitely on the up and up, and, dude, it was a pleasant surprise from the first season. I didn't see all of the second season. But, you know, from what I've seen, you know, it kind of picked right where it left off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, and, like, we'll get into more stuff, but, like, a bunch of shows have been picked up, so maybe that's one of the things,
I mean, it sucks, and I do want to know why, but at the end of the day, I'm not too surprised at the same time.
Right.
Just because it's, like, there's a lot of little things you could do with the show, but ultimately, you know, there's limited things you could do with the show, you know. It's just, you know, there's a time frame for, you know, what you could do with the show, and that's a huge hindrance, you know, when it comes to writing. But you know, it is worth a mention. There's 21,000 strong and growing, I'm sure of. And you know, there's huge outcries to Netflix. Please continue this. And I know our good friend Sierra is very upset about this. So I mean, hopefully we could get her on here soon and see what she has to say about all that good stuff. The CW officially welcomes Archie and the gang as it sets the Riverdale series for a season order. I didn't know that wasn't a thing already, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all this casting news is like we expect it to be done, you know?
Just kind of like an overview of what it's going to be about. The Riverdale series offers a bold and a subversive take on Archie, Betty, Veronica, and friends, exploring small town life and the darkness and weirdness bubbling beneath Riverdale's wholesome facade. The show will focus on the internal love triangle of Archie Andrews, girl next door Betty Cooper, and rich socialite Veronica Lodge, and will include the entire cast of characters from the comic books, including Archie's rival Reggie Mantle and his slacker best friend Jughead Jones. This is a historic moment for Archie Comics, and I couldn't be more proud, said Archie comic publisher and CEO John Goldwater. It's a culmination... accumulation of my time here, and I'm eager to see Greg Berlanti, Roberto Aguirre Sacasa. I did pretty good there. The CW, Warner Brothers Studios, and the cast bring Riverdale to viewers every week. My promise to fans, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
Hashtag CW, all I do is win, win, win.
CW. Hashtag
comic takeover. Let's
comic
get it.
Book TV.
Yeah, dude. I mean, dude.
Dude, and then like when
just rebrand to CTV, comic TV.
Yeah, when Supernatural ends, they're probably going to fill that time slot with another comic book TV show.
Yeah, dude. It seems like they dabbled around with the fantasy TV shows.
Yeah, Vampire Diaries, Rain, blah, blah, blah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Originals.
All those good, and they were great shows. They made a long run, and you know, captured viewers all across the nation and across the world, I'm sure. And you know, now
the 100,
yeah, the 100, dude, great TV. I love that fucking TV show, by the way. you know, and now it's time to move on to even a more popular, you know, fan base comics, dude. I mean, how could you go wrong, dude? Yeah. I mean, shit, dude. Let's fucking get it. Okay. Also, CW News, Supergirl Season 2 is happening, but DC Comic series will be moved from CBS to the CW.
Yeah.
This is awesome, guys. Yeah. This is so good. Hashtag CW for the win, man. I mean, it doesn't seem like they can do anything wrong, dude. And it only seemed logical that eventually that they would take over.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of surprised that they just didn't do it in the first place.
I wonder what's going to happen, though, with like the show. Is it going to have the same writers and showrunners and cast and everything? Or
I think, oh man, dude, I don't know if they're going to have the same. I know they're probably going to have the same Supergirl and probably like some of the main characters like Wynn. Yeah. And I think they might even recast Jimmy Olsen.
Really?
I could see that. Honestly.
Well, Greg Berlanti worked on that show on CBS too, right?
Yeah, he did, huh? So yeah, I think they actually might just keep everybody. They might, you know, replace some of them.
Greg Berlanti needs to calm his shit, dude. He's like writing comics, fucking doing all these TV shows, executive producing on everything. Like,
but just think about this, dude. The major implications that this show now has.
Dude, Fortnite crossovers.
Yeah, dude. Me and Christian were having this conversation, and he's like, dude, can you imagine a fucking Fortnite crossover event with Arrow, Flash, fucking...
Legends,
Supergirl. And now Supergirl? So what day do you think it's going to fall on? Do you think it's going to stick with Monday, or is it going to move to, like...
with Monday.
Monday?
Because they don't really have anything on Monday.
Their only move left. Grab Constantine and put it on Friday.
It'll either be Monday or it'll be Wednesday after Arrow. No, that's
no.
Supernatural spot. That's
no,
Supernatural
they
spot.
Can't do that. It have to be Monday, dude. It has to be Monday. Fuck all their other shows, dude. I mean, you know, fucking 18 and stole version. Who cares about that show?
Dude? What 18 and stole version?
I don't know, dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That one show, it's like...
Jane, you know, the Virgin?
Yeah, Jane the Virgin, yeah. 18
All right.
and stole virgin, something like
18,
that.
18 and sober.
18 and sober.
Oh, wait, no, 18 and... 16 and... I don't fucking know. Okay, Greg Berlanti, another Greg Berlanti thing. He confirms his involvement in the Booster Gold movie. So last year, I mean, we talked about this rumor about Booster Gold and Blue Beetle buddy cop thing with Greg Berlanti as the executive producer. We didn't have confirmation at the time, but speaking with the Hollywood Reporter, Berlanti confirmed he is attached to the project and would like to direct it. He said, I'm attached to a few films at Warner Brothers now, and one is Booster Gold. It's a DC property. Zach Stentz, who wrote an episode of Flash last year, just got the job, so he's writing the script now. I'd probably direct that, or I'd want to.
I mean, dude, fucking Greg Berlanti for president. It's over, dude.
Grab the bull by the horns.
Dude, let's fucking get it, dude.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like it's still in the project phase for sure, dude. And I'm very hyped if this, you know, if this gains more traction. I mean, I'm, you know, trying to stay a little calm, dude, but I'm fucking hyped.
Yeah.
Let's get it, dude. That's what I'm fucking talking about, guys. Let's make some good movies. Let's make some good DC movies for once.
For real. You know? NBC also picks up the DC Comics comedy Powerless to series. It's going to be a half-hour comedy during the 2016-2017 season. We'll see a number of people, and it's like an insurance agency for superheroes in the DC universe. So
I mean, not much to go on. I'm sure the show is gonna be awesome, dude.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be hilarious for one. But it's not much to go on, dude. I mean, let's see a trailer first before you say something about
for
it.
For real, kind of on that news, like, because I think they were gonna do like a damage control thing too with Marvel, but like they canceled it, right?
Yeah.
So everybody knows who, like, the Damage Patrol is or whatever in Marvel. Like, they just go and clean up after superheroes. But I read an article that suggested that they are the ones who are responsible for Civil War in the comics.
Interesting.
Because Nitro's blown up a bunch of times, but he's never blown up that big, you know? And, like, they gave him these blue pills that, like, enhanced his abilities.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
So, like, Nitro is the guy who blew up in Stanford and blew up the entire, like, city.
Yes, I know that.
But he's blown up many, many other times like that and never blew up that big.
Oh, you're talking about just from the comic book. Okay, yeah. Dude. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? That shit wasn't in Civil War. What the fuck are you talking about?
Sorry. Anyway, good news for you. Sci-Fi greenlights the pilot for Superman prequel.
Oh,
Krypton.
Yeah.
So Sci-Fi announced it had greenlit a pilot for Krypton, the prequel series set two generations before the destruction of the legendary Man of Steel's home planet. It'll follow Superman's grandpappy, whose House of El was ostracized and shamed, as he fights to redeem his family's honor and save his beloved world from chaos. One of the most iconic series in the comic book universe. Said Bill McGoldrick, in the talented hands of David Goyer and the DC Entertainment Warner Horizon television team, this exciting sci-fi project will take viewers back to Superman's home to show how the timeless legend began.
Okay. Let's get it. Hashtag Berlanti should be working on this too.
Yeah, fuck David Goyer. But, I mean, yeah, two Marvel shows are dropped. More DC shows are being picked up and started. So, I mean, and then Riverdale.
I mean, dude, they're taking over fucking television, dude, at an alarming rate. Marvel, step your fucking game up, dude. Step your fucking game up now.
I think Marvel...
Now!
I think Marvel will eventually move everything to Netflix.
Netflix and chill?
Something like that. Yeah.
There's no chill when watching Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
On Netflix. Well, There's no chill mode. On that shows.
Dude,
on those
shit
shows.
Shit gets intense. So that's all the news we have for you guys.
Alright, guys. It's time for our shows of the week. This week we have Gotham, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah?
Alright, so let's start off with our Monday show, of course, and move throughout the week. And first up, we have Gotham. Season 2. Episode 20, Unleash. Azrael is loose in Gotham City, which sparked Penguin's need for revenge. Meanwhile, Bruce enlists Selina's help in tracking down Professor Strange as he evades arrest for his experiments.
Yeah, he's all like hiding his shit and fucking like boxing it up and like moving out.
Yeah, dude. And he's like shredding documents and stuff. I don't know, dude. Little
sneaky. Riddler's getting all like scared and stuff.
He's like, what's happening, guys?
Yeah. So, what'd you think of this episode?
I thought it was okay, dude. It wasn't like the best, yeah. But it was pretty okay, you know.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was pretty okay. Pretty okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, there was stuff to like and there was stuff to not like, but, like, you know, we had, like, Azrael stabbing his sister, and he's like, you betrayed me. But, like,
I mean, just pacing issues. I thought they were done with these. You know what I mean? Like, I think they should have wrote out Azrael a little longer before, you know, giving him his memory back.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Do you care about killing Bruce Wayne still, dude? Fucking Jim Gordon tried to he did murder you.
Well, like I said, it's a pacing issue. It's like, obviously we know that, what's his face is going to want to kill Bruce Wayne and Jim Gordon, but it's like, let's stick with Azrael for right now, guys.
And also Fish Mooney is back at the end of this episode. Who fucking cares about Fish Mooney?
Dude, I thought we were done with her.
Yeah.
But apparently they fucking dragged her fucking wet body out of the river. I'll make her body wet, too, man. Let's fucking get it, bro.
Oh, look at my fake eye.
I'll color her eye white.
Oh, Jesus. So, I mean, is there anything really to talk about in this episode? There's, like, Selena's climbing through the vents trying to save Firefly, and Firefly's, like, trying to kill her and shit. And, like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, this episode really wasn't that great to me. I'm trying to think, dude. Like, I literally, like, oh, we have, what's his name?
Harvey?
Yes, Harvey. Harvey with his awesome little speech, and he's like, oh, man, I'm just not that good at speech. I was like, but you just gave a good one.
Yeah, pal.
Pal.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I was like, why is Jim Gordon still at the police station? He's not a police officer.
Yeah, like, he's not a fucking police officer. Get the fuck out of there. Why isn't he a police officer? Like, they didn't really explain that, did they?
Yeah, they did. And fucking Captain Barnes took his little badge. He's like, I don't believe you, bro. You killed him.
And Captain Barnes is, like, still alive, I guess?
Yeah. He's just, like,
in critical condition.
He's in critical conditions.
Yeah. And then Selena, like, runs into Riddler in the ventilation shaft. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So
I mean.
Well, okay. Anyway,
more iconic villain, you know, run-ins, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Penguin was cool in this episode. Like, Butch, who cares, dude? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, what do you grade it, man?
Seven.
Seven. I'm gonna give it like a six.
Six and seven, eh? All right.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about The Flash. Season 2, episode 21, The Runaway Dinosaur. Iris volunteers to act as the bait in a plan to trap Girder in Star Labs. Barry struggles to go back to his old life.
I loved your enthusiasm in that one, bro. You brought the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, how good. How good was this episode?
To me, Girder was kind of a waste of time in this episode, but everything else was great.
He played a fucking awesome role, dude. Everything.
Yeah,
everything
did connect.
Everything connects.
Okay. That's a gruesome hand gesture there. I mean, I get his role. I just didn't care for him.
I mean, you know.
All right, but the emotion was there. The scenes made us all cry. Like,
let me just start off by saying, I was right, bitch.
Barry was trapped in the Speed Force. And the Speed Force was talking to him, and I'm like, why don't you just tell him that, like, you can't exist without him? I can't live without you, Barry.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, dude. Like, I think, like, I read, like, a lot of people were, like, upset because, like, they didn't do the best, I mean, according to other people, the best job of explaining exactly the Speed Force. They let a lot of mystery and, like, things to be left open.
Well, yeah.
And I think that was good, though. Like, I think
keep a story going.
Yeah, dude, like, I think they left it so open-ended, that way they're not stuck into one direction with it, which is great. Like, you know, you don't want to lay all the cards out on the table at once now. You just gotta play, like, one ace at a time, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit. I mean, dude, it was awesome, though, how they gave life to the Speed Force and gave it, like, this extra dimension and stuff. Oh, man, it was so great, dude. I fucking love this fucking
I brought
episode.
You to your mother's gravesite because I thought it might make you feel more comfortable.
Dude, what was up with, like, Joe or, like, the Speed Force Joe's, like, sit, Barry, sit.
Oh, yeah. I read that, too. Like, they're like, did the writer of this, like, just get a new dog?
Yeah.
Because, like, everybody keeps telling Barry to sit or come here or what.
Yeah. Let me say the holy tears.
Yeah,
holy
dude.
Tears with fucking Barry and his mom, dude. I know.
That was so good. Like, I was like, you're just reading a book about a fucking dinosaur.
But
why
there was
am I
like
cheering up.
Like, there was just so much more to it, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, they're reading a kid's story, but it's like the meaning behind it. It just like,
oh,
man,
yeah.
So much more.
What's that? And then Grant Gustin is just so good.
Yeah.
Dude, his acting is like fucking the best thing I've ever seen in my life, dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh. Oh man. Oh man. Dude, what do you think? Fucking Iris and Barry Band.
They're gonna make a great mocha chocolate frappuccino.
You racist pig.
What? How's that racist? I'm just saying it's gonna be rich and delicious.
And it is.
Brown and white.
You're scum, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man, I could talk about The Flash all day.
I know.
Man. So good. Okay, so I just love how they, you know, connect the plot points within the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you have Girder, you know, fiending for Iris, and then, you know, you have, Barry's dad talking about his prison cellmate and how he was pining after his girl. And then you have Barry not being able to let go of his mom. It's just,
mm-hmm.
It's just the theme of not being able to let go. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's so perfect, dude. I was just, the way they were able to pull it off, I was just like, wow, man, this is so amazing, dude.
Dude, and like Cisco was all vibing and shit into the Speed Force.
Dude, I have a prediction, but I'll get to that later, though. It's interesting that Wally seems unaffected.
Yeah.
But before that, remember, for over a year, Cisco never showed any symptoms of it either.
Well, there's that, and Barry was in a coma for 9 months or something before he even woke up to realize he had powers.
Exactly. But then it's like when Barry touches Jesse's hand, you see, like, the little lightning and stuff. And this is big, though. Because in the late 80s, the writers of The Flash introduced the idea that speedsters could transfer their powers to one another. So is that not... In my mind, is that not a nod to that?
I mean, it definitely could be.
Was that not Barry, you know, essentially jump-starting her powers there? I don't know, dude. Dude, it's fucking mind blowing. Oh my god,
yeah.
The show's so
fucking
good.
And Wally is gonna develop powers.
You know it, dude. He has the powers. He just
doesn't know it yet, dude. Like they built up for this the whole season. It's like, man.
Oh, dude. Gut wrenching though.
Yeah.
Like the Flashpoint paradox comparisons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, like from the comic when, you know, Barry is sitting down with his mom talking, you know, after he's already been to the alternate reality saying, Mom, it was millions of people, but I can't just let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like sitting there explaining it to him. It's like, well, no matter what, she's like, you can do it. Just, you know that life happened and we had time to spend with each other and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, like going into the show, it's like talking about, you know, how he had the chance to save her, but didn't, and he doesn't know why, and it's oh my god, dude, it was
dude,
so
like that,
fucking good, dude.
And then, like, dude, there's something about just Barry's mom looking at him and saying, run, Barry. It's just, like, so, like, the perfect, like, you know, it's, like, the perfect, like, circling back to everything, you know? It's, like, when she first is being killed, it's, like, that's kind of, like, the whole thing is, like, you know, Barry needs to go, but Barry saved himself, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, like...
Well, arguably, not only did he save himself, but Iris saved him as well.
Iris saved him, yes.
She's a magical creature.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say a creature, but... She's
an angel.
Yeah. So, if you guys didn't know, Candace Patton, who plays Iris West, retweeted or liked Jamar's tweet, but not ours. Like, it was a reply to our tweet, and she liked his tweet and not ours. And Scott was very upset about it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate this, Candace. I thought we were better than that.
Thought we had something special.
Oh, wait. That's just in my dreams.
Oh, oh no.
All right. So, you know, I kind of brushed off Cisco. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's going to play a pivotal role. Because, like, in the comics, a lot of times, it's like how they would defeat, you know, Hunter Zolomon and Reverse Flash and, you know, would be like taking their powers away or trapping them in within the Speed Force.
Mm-hmm.
And now we know that, you know, Cisco is the key to getting to the Speed Force. He's the only one that can open that portal now. And I think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to trap him in there.
They could, yeah.
And I don't necessarily know if Zoom knows that the Speed Force is possible, which is is an actual place, like a dimension of some sort, right. Another plane of existence. Jesus, and that's a huge upper hand for them going forward. I mean, that's a ace in the hole, you know, so to speak.
Right.
Dude, the end scene. Oh my god, the end scene.
Yes, the end scene.
Yes, the end scene.
Yes, the end
scene. Are you going to comment on it? I'm asking you.
Go through it.
You know how Zoom was like, join me or I'll kill you, essentially, to Caitlin. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he walks out towering above all of his minions. And they're all super-powered metahumans from Earth 2. And I was like...
Yeah. He's about to start a war, bro. And, like, evil Black Canary from Earth 2 is going to be there and stuff.
Yep.
Man. So, like, Barry's just going to beat them all because, you know, he has the Speed Force on his side. No, I mean, it's going to be a tough battle. It's going to take place over, like, the final two episodes, I think.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
And it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to watch.
I definitely think it's going to be interesting because, like, Barry's overall tone, once he, like, was able to put on the suit within the Speed Force, you know, and gain his powers back, it just, like... I don't know. It was like that shining moment of like resolution, dude. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it seemed like he was even more powerful than before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like that he's at a complete 100% compared to like, you know, after he lost to Zoom the first time, it's like he never really got back to that 100%. Like his mindset was never right, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like he has that clarity finally. I don't think he has the you know, the whole thing with his mom hindering him anymore, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think he's gonna be able to move past that and move on with his life finally.
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna need, although he's gonna need the help of Cisco for sure. And I think he's gonna need Wally and Jesse as well if they like manifest their powers at least. Like, what do you think of the idea of like if Barry does get beat by Zoom and like he breaks his back or something? Then, like, would Wally take over? Is that how Wally takes over?
I mean,
or
maybe.
Do we develop that storyline next season?
I think you develop it, like, over probably the next couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't think Wally's anywhere in a place in his life where he's even remotely capable of handling the responsibilities of being the Flash.
Right.
That's for sure, dude. That's just in my opinion. I think he's a great actor, and mm-hmm. I think he will be there. Just needs to be time. Like... That's a pacing thing that they cannot fuck up.
Yeah, dude. They need to build the relationship with Barry and Wally.
Yeah, because that's a huge thing of it, dude. Is like they're always, you know, mentor to student kind of thing, but they're also like best friends at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, and that relationship is nowhere near where it needs to be,
right?
You know, in order to develop that kind of iconic moment.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
And it's important to remember, too, that in the comics, Wally and Hunter Zolomon were best friends before.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, I kind of wonder what's going to happen and how we're going to evolve and get bigger and better villains that aren't just speedsters in the future and things like that. But, I mean, because we have been pretty critical of the Flash recycling storylines, recycling, you know, the same kind of
the same themes, I guess,
plot points, you know, or something. Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully we can move forward to a place where, you know, we have more interesting kind of villains. But like Zoom is gonna fuck shit up, dude.
Yep.
Like we already have multiple universes now. It's just so great to see like the possibilities of this show and just like, Anything's possible. And like,
we anything's get to, possible. Yeah. Now it's even more developing with Supergirl coming to the CW as well. So, I mean, this is huge. I mean, this is a huge moment, guys.
Yeah. I mean, and fucking dude, like, dude, his conversation with his mom was like the hardest thing to watch ever.
Yeah. You know, just a big, big shout out to Kevin Smith on this episode. He did such a great job directing it.
No.
And I think he just understood because, you know, I mean, he's so involved in the comic book world with everything. And he has his own podcast. He talks about all this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
But he's so involved with all this stuff. And, you know, he said, I was watching this other kind of like review thing. And he was saying that, you know, Kevin Smith had said to him that, basically, you know, watching the first time Barry met up with his mom and like, you know, the big emotional time after season one. And it's like, you know, he's like, and literally brought like Kevin Smith to tears, you know, just like it probably did to most of us. And you know, he's like, from that point, he knew he wanted to at least get in one episode on The Flash.
Yeah.
And this was like his perfect timing. He's like, dude, I'm a super big fan of the show. He's like, can I please direct it? And I think he just understood, like, what it took and, you know.
Well, I mean, and Kevin Smith is a huge comic book fan.
And he just understands, like, the entire thing.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they said he's coming back next season as well. Yeah. They did have Jason Mewes, who played Jay, right? Jay.
Yeah.
Everybody said I looked like Jay in high school. I wore a backwards hat, had long hair.
I could see that. Yeah. I could definitely see it.
But, yeah, I never watched Clerks or any of that or Jay and Silent Bob. But I did recognize him. He's the guy who, like, it had his mom's car or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, that's so funny. And there's actually like a Jay and Silent Bob like reference. And he's like, you know, when he's kind of talking about, he's like, oh, man, like this type of thing never happens in Star City.
Mm-hmm.
And he's this place is like so much like, that was like the direct reference from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back and stuff.
Oh,
and, like,
wow.
When they're outside the little restaurant.
Or yeah, and it was just funny because he's like on a date and he unlocked his car and she's like, is that your car? And then like Girder smashed up. He's like, that's my mom's car.
Yeah, dude, I love him.
Yeah, dude, like Kevin Smith got like everything out of Grant Gustin and fucking it was amazing. Oh, so good.
Yep. All right, but, man. I mean sadly we have to move on.
We have to grade it.
What's your grading, man?
I'm giving a 9.8.
Oh man, I feel like I gave it too low.
I was going to give it a 9.6, but I gave it a 9.8.
So that was your one change for the episode?
No, I mean, I didn't change it. I just didn't have it set in stone yet.
No, you cheating bastard. 9.5. I'll stick with it. Stick with it.
All right.
Set in stone. All right, guys. So moving on from Flash, unfortunately, we have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3, Episode 20. Emancipation. In the aftermath of the events of Captain America Civil War, S.H.I.E.L.D. feels the pressure to reveal their involvement with Inhumans. That's not correct. But with the stakes higher than ever and Hive growing stronger, the team is tested in a way they could never anticipate.
Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't
feel the pressure. What?
They do feel pressure. They're being pressured into kind of, you know, doing it. But anyway, yeah. So what do you think of this episode?
I thought it was pretty good. They did a really good job with the misdirection in this one.
They did a great job.
I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, they did a great job with that, and they did a great job tying it into Civil War, but not, like, letting that be all of it, you know? Like, not, like, depending on Civil War to make this an episode, you know?
Yeah.
But, the references were great. Like, and that's what it is. It's, like, now that we have the Sokovia Accords, you know, they want S.H.I.E.L.D. to come back and, like, oh, and I don't know about come back, but, like, release all the Inhumans that they have and are working with and all stuff and register, you know?
Exactly.
And Coulson is just like, no, no, no.
No. There's a lot of hacking going on, a lot of people trying to escape and, then, you know.
So, like, Lincoln is, like, Lincoln and Daisy are, like, talking, but, like, she's, like, messing with the feeds and stuff, and then, like, he, like, escapes, but he doesn't.
Yes.
Like, him, May, and Coulson, like, totally played the whole situation and, like, snuck Lash onto the Quinjet.
Yep.
And, like, dude, he was, like, fucking murdering people, and he took the parasites out of Daisy.
So I think they actually got it incorrect when they said this. They're like, oh, every Inhuman's made for a reason, and then at first they're like, oh, yeah, I think he was put here to defeat Hive.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, well, no, I think he was here to save Daisy. No, dude. He was here to fucking defeat Hive and counteract the effects of Hive, dude.
Yeah.
Like, how can you say something so stupid like
and
that?
And he's dead now, so how is he gonna do that?
Yeah, I know. They lost, like, their fucking ace, dude.
I mean, unless they have, like, his blood or something and, like, they can replicate that effect.
You would think that they would have just, like, brought an Inhuman with him. Or maybe it's just too much of a risk to put another Inhuman around him. I don't know.
Well, it's like, because, like, Hive can't infect him.
For once, I super enjoyed the character Lash.
Yeah, he was fucking raw, man.
Yeah, dude, he was super sick. Dude, this is like another one of those episodes where it's like, stuff happened, but not so much. It's just like a very close set of things happened.
Yeah, the episode was very tight, and I think it worked very well.
Yeah.
What
do you think about Talbot and, you know, the Coulson action going on within the episode?
I think it was just like Coulson trying to distract him the whole time, you know, like being open with him, but like still trying to distract him while not being open with him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but I think Coulson's just trying to protect his team and do what he has to do, and he's team cap. I mean, it was fucking...
Yeah, obviously. So what do you think the backlash... Do you think anybody's going to hold Daisy's actions against her?
I think the U.S. government would if she registered, but I don't think S.H.I.E.L.D. will.
You don't think anybody within
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mac,
will? I think Mac will kind of, you know, have a little resentment and even, like, Fitz to an extent because, like, she targeted both of them.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean, we know for surely Mac's probably going to die in the next episode.
So you think he's the agent who's going to die?
Well, yeah, dude. Like, I mean...
The one that, like,
what's
she saw
name?
In her vision?
Yeah, what's her name? Gave him the cross, and then the cross was floating in that little ship.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
Unless if it's another person in there, and there's, like, some sort of escape pod. I don't know, dude. That is,
who would you want to die?
I don't want Mac to die, but, I mean, I think he's going to. I would rather Agent May die.
You would want May or Coulson to die?
No, not even Coulson. I'd rather just Agent May die.
Just May? You don't like May at all?
I just don't think that there's anything to her character anymore, dude. It's like...
Yeah,
at
now
this
that
point,
Andrew's gone, it's like...
And it seems like, for the most part, like, Daisy's, like, almost on par with her, like, combat skills.
Yeah. And she has powers.
She has powers.
So... Yeah.
I mean,
May
so...
can go retire or die.
And she has hacking skills, so that's good.
She can do, like, anything.
She is the perfect woman.
She will not be in Sacramento, sorry.
What?
Yeah, I was going through, like, the list of all Wizard World guests and not just Sacramento.
Okay, guys. Mission has been destroyed.
But... I mean, what would you grade it? Are we ready for gradings, or are we, you know, still talking about the episode?
No. I mean, there's nothing else to really talk about. Oh, actually, there's a couple more things to talk about. What do you think about, like, the abomination in humans?
Dude, like, they all look like the fucking Silence from Doctor Who.
They hella did, right?
Like, except for, like, if, like the retarded cousin Silence. Like, the ones who, like, don't have the power to be, like, ooh, you know, like, they're just like,
yep. Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. It was okay. Hive plans to set a warhead off, exposing everybody to this mist of some sort, Terrigen mist.
Is he gonna... Oh, no, yeah, like, whatever turns them into, like, the experiment, the Kree experiment thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care about you, Hive.
So, yeah, dude, should be interesting going forward. Let's go to grading. I will grade it 8.0.
An 8.0?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty low, I think.
No.
I think it is.
I thought it was good.
I think it's like an 8.7.
Okay, that's fine. You could believe that, sir. I by no means is 8.0 a bad grade.
No,
it means it's good.
Yeah.
that's what it was. I thought it was fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it had a nice little cool ending.
Yeah, Shang. All right. Arrow, Season 4, Episode 21, Monument Point. When Team Arrow learns what Damian Dark's next move is, Felicity realizes she needs to ask her Faja, Noah Cutler, for help. Noah and Oliver have a heart-to-heart talk that leaves Oliver rattled.
Why do you always, like, read the Arrow synopsis the best, dude? You're like, Damian Dark!
Well, I don't know, because I started reading it with an accent, so I kept going, I don't know.
It's like the only one you always do it to. Like, day, man, dog.
You want me to reread the Flash synopsis?
No. It's all fine. Right. It's fine.
I mean, I just wanted to have it, like, in a way that you'd approve of.
Man, dude. dude, I don't know, man. Like, I think they tried to put, like, a sense of urgency within the episode, and it just didn't work as well as I think they hoped it would.
Dude, a nuke still went off and killed a bunch of people. Like, yeah. You failed. You failed the city.
You failed that
city. And, like, Felicity, like, all of a sudden got canned. Like, you can't really can a CEO like that, I don't think.
I don't know. You're the business major. Why don't you tell us, Christian?
Well, I mean, she got voted out by the board, but it's like she didn't do anything wrong. You know, like she just wasn't present for their meetings. And she wanted to give away her chip thingy for free. I don't know. But like, I don't think they could. I don't think so. I'm not too sure, but I don't think you could just vote out your CEO. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I suppose so.
There are people above the CEO.
Above the CEO? That's unheard of.
Well, there's, like, owners.
Well, okay, whatever, dude.
So. All right. But anyway, yeah, like, Ray left it to her. How do you get her? You can't do that. All right, anyway. Yeah, I don't know. This episode was okay. Like, I don't really care about, like, Malcolm Merlyn and Thea shit anymore. Like, it's the same story over and over. Like.
Yep.
And, like, this little underwater water bullshit. Like, oh, I said waddle.
In the water.
I don't know.
Nicholas,
like,
is that you?
I don't think the episode was bad, but I don't think it was, like, great either. Like, it was, to me, I'm just going to tell you my grade. Like, to me, this is, like, a 6.8 episode. Like,
really?
It's, like.
Interesting.
It was interesting.
I put it a little bit higher than that. Well, okay. It's okay. Yeah. That's your grade, though. Yeah. You don't have to grade it the same as I do. That's what we're here for. Yeah, dude, I think the episode lacked conviction. I think they needed to go all in or save. Either all of the nukes went off or none of the nukes went off.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I think they're just trying to play it, like, safe. Like, oh, we can't just always have, like, nothing bad happen, you know? Like,
yeah.
This is, like, we don't need motivation for them to go and stop Damian Dark. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, my point is, like, the motivation to stop Damian Dark is he fucking killed your best friend, dude.
Yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah, like I said, they lack the conviction for sure in this show completely, I feel like, anymore. I think, like, after season two, it's just they lost their way.
Yeah, and, like, the stuff with, like, Lance, Detective Lance, and, like, Felicity's mom, like, who cares? Like, who cares if he told a little white lie on his fucking thing? He wants to be a cop again, like.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I guess, like, a bright spot was, like, Anarchy. I like him a lot.
I liked Anarchy.
Ah, mommy. I was like, fuck. I was laughing, dude. Remember when he called Thea mommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, like, three times in the episode. I was like, oh, man, that's so funny. Yeah, I also seen, like, another talk show type thing. You know, they're kind of talking about needless characters that they fill in to kind of catapult other character storylines and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, what's his name? What's Adam? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think it was like Adam or something.
Nah, we'll just call him Adam for now.
Alan.
Let's go with Alan. I don't think it was Alan. No, it wasn't Alan, but I'll just say it was Alan. It was definitely Alan. All right, so Alan was only there to help Thea out.
Yes.
Felicity and... like her parents were really there just to help her out. You know what I mean? Diggle needs Lila, the baby, and Andy. You know, Oliver really doesn't have anybody anymore. Like, all his family left have died and stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's pretty bad. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know, dude. I don't know what they're going to do with the show going forward.
Alan or Adam or whatever the fuck his name is.
Alan,
is dead,
dude. It's
now.
Alan. Jesus.
He's dead.
Be respectful. He's dead.
Fuck. I mean, there's like not a whole lot to talk about.
I'm kind of glad he died, though, because, like, I didn't care about him ever. Ever in this show did I ever care about him.
No.
I was like, I never once said, hey, that's a good character.
Yeah.
No. I was like, that's a pointless character.
He existed just to get Thea in that underwater bubble.
God damn it, dude. He existed to get in Thea.
Oh, jeez. I guess, yeah. But there's like not a whole lot to talk about in this episode. Yeah. Like
let's just go to ratings.
Yeah. I mean, I gave it a
6.8. I'll get a 6.8.5. I don't know if that's possible.
I'll do
6.6. Just put a 7. 7.0. I'm feeling generous.
All right. Moving on.
All right. Legends of Tomorrow, Season 1, Episode 15, Destiny. Being in the vicinity of the Time Masters leave Rip and Roy incredibly disturbed. God damn. For very different reasons. Meanwhile, Sarah takes over the Wave Rider. Kendra is reunited with Carter, and Snart decides he might be a hero.
Fuck this fucking synopsis, dude. All right, so
okay, first off, Kendra was never reunited with Carter in this episode.
No.
Snart decided he was the hero after all.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah did take the move. And they weren't disturbed.
Well, she didn't take over the Wave Rider. She just started piloting it because Rip was too busy getting captured.
They were not disturbed. Get out of here, you fucking synopsis.
Yeah, it was not a good synopsis. I feel like the episode was a good episode.
Dude, this was their best episode yet.
But I had very specific problems with it.
Okay, what?
So, Captain Cold obviously dies.
Okay.
But, like, he could have just froze the fucking failsafe button with his gun. I mean, it probably would have worked.
No.
Maybe it wouldn't have. But here's the other thing. Now that the Oculus is destroyed, they can just fucking go back in time and do whatever the fuck they want because it's not set in stone anymore. Like, he can go back and save his family. It's not set in stone. The Time Masters won't make it happen. They can't. They don't have the Oculus. They can go back and save fucking... they can't save Captain Cold. Under the assumption that they know how time works, even though they've never given us an implication they do, because fuck it, let's just do whatever we want, you know?
Yeah.
But they can't go back and save Captain Cold because under the rules of time travel or time itself... You can't go back to stop someone from doing something because that thing is the thing that enabled you to go back and do it. So, like, just like, if we had a conversation and it inspired me to go back in time to stop that conversation from happening, I would never have had that conversation in order to make me want to go back in time and stop that conversation. So, it's like a paradox. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Confusing, right?
No. Not all right. Really. Or, you know, things like flash paradox happen.
Yes. Yes. So.
Yes. They're definitely not gonna save him, and I think that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, even though how much I love this character, I think it was a fitting way to go, man.
Yeah,
I think it was great.
Ray's like, "I'll stand here and die," and then Rory's like, "I'll punch you in the face. I will stand here and die," and then Snart's like, "I will punch you in the face. I will stand here and die," and then Laurel's like, "Let's make out. You'll have to be a good thief to steal a kiss from me. Shut the fuck up, duck lip." She's like, "Hey, Snart. Have you seen my duck lips?"
Permanent duck face. Dude.
She even kissed him with duck lips. She's like, quack.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack.
So,
No, dude, I don't know. I don't really see what you see.
No, I mean, those were just, I mean, specific problems, but like, overall, like, the episode was a great episode.
But like, I don't view those as problems, though, like.
I mean,
because, okay, so if he doesn't hold it in place and he freezes it, assumingly it will freeze the entire core of that whatever he was holding.
That's possible.
And it wouldn't work anyways.
That's possible.
So, I mean, he couldn't just do that. And plus, he can't concentrate that small of a beam. He would destroy the whole fucking thing. Like, he wouldn't destroy it, but, like, he would just freeze it, and it doesn't work the same way. It wouldn't stop it from working.
Definitely. I mean, it's just, it really is an opinion thing. It's like, there's no right or wrong about it, you know, and I definitely don't fault anybody who thinks I'm an idiot or, like, disagrees with me. But, you know, it's just, there's no right and wrong about it. It's just really, like, that's an opinion kind of thing. But what do you think of, like, the Oculus thing, you know?
I mean, it's the Oculus.
Well, okay. Destroying it allows Rip to go back in time and save his family, right?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe they don't realize that. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Maybe. We'll never know now.
Well, we might know, like, next episode or something.
Well, I mean, maybe, dude. Who fucking knows, dude? We'll have to
But wait. He was, like, all depressed about
we
it.
We will have to wait and see. I don't know. I definitely thought this was, like, one of the best episodes they've done. Definitely top.
I thought McRory was awesome.
I thought Jax was awesome for once.
Jax was good.
I thought everybody was
particularly
good.
Yeah.
I mean, Rory definitely stood out above the rest.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah, like I said, I think the episode was great. It's just minor kind of opinionated quarry things, you know.
All right. Well, what'd you grade it?
I graded a 9.2.
9.8.
That's a high grade, yo.
Not really, but
that's
9.8.
That's a
perfect.
Just
accept it. Write it down, damn
that's
it.
That's a perfect, though.
There, I wrote it down for you.
Let me write it like in a not upside down format.
Yeah, sure, dude.
All right. That's all our shows.
That's all our shows, guys.
Legends of Tomorrow season finale is next week. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 2-hour season finale is next week.
That's a big episode. Oh, jeez.
And then in 2 weeks, Gotham, Flash, and Arrow all wrap up as well.
Yep. So. And then over the next couple of weeks, me and Christian will be discussing among ourselves what are we going to do to fill some of the time in between shows. Obviously, we'll have news because last time the show ended, there was always a ton of news to cover. But you know, we'll be looking at other films maybe that we've already done. We'll try to maybe re-review them, or if you guys have any ideas for us of things that we've never done, such as Lord of the Rings, something like that.
Oh yeah.
Harry Potter, something like that. Hey, we're up to it all. We love all those movies. You just have to send in our ideas, your ideas. Sorry about that. Make sure that you follow us on all our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. Go visit our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. It has this awesome forum section where you can create a thread and communicate with not only us, but our community as well.
Yeah.
We also have a blog section where we write, you know, words and things, you know, in a particular matter to structure, you know, an argument.
Yes.
Of some sort or another.
Or something.
And then we have a homepage where Christian made this awesome slideshow.
A slideshow.
Also has great links to Reality Comics.
Yes. And in this time here when we have no shows to talk about, we will be compiling our big list of every superhero film, you know, since like Blade 1 or something, because we're not going to do all the other ones past tense or whatever.
Yeah.
But mostly like recent superhero films and ranking them from what our favorite is to our least favorite. It's obviously going to be totally opinionated, but we're going to go through the list and we're going to be like, is it better than this? Is it worse than this? What the fuck? I never even watched this movie, so who fucking cares?
It won't be based off of how much the movie made at all or... No. Whatever the other people thought, it's solely based off
entirely opinion.
Yeah, entirely opinion, based off of what we enjoyed more.
And we're gonna have like fun arguments / discussions about like, you know, will you compromise and put it here or there or whatever, and like it's gonna be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good time. But like I said, you can always send us your suggestions on what you would like us to review. Just let us know.
Yeah, like, hey guys, what'd you think of that one thing? And then we'll be like, dude, it was fucking bonkers.
We'll also have more time for more comic talks. Christian will be graduating, so we'll have more time for other things as well.
Yay.
So?
So, you played the Overwatch beta?
Yes.
And you only played it for like a week, right? Or a couple of days or something? A
couple of days.
Yeah, and that comes out at the end of this month, right?
Yes, 27th.
So, is that like a nerdy thing to talk about? Like, is that something like you're going to want to talk about?
Yeah. There's a lot of games and stuff I want to review pretty soon coming up. Definitely after all our shows wrap up by that time. There's just a ton of different things I could talk about.
Yeah, and E3 will be coming up or something.
Yeah, so. I might just wait for the E3 to kind of talk about a year in review for video games and then, you know, what's coming up kind of thing. Stay tuned for that. We'll definitely have some guest stars on that to help pilot it a little bit. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll update us all once you have your BVS Civil War conversation with your brother.
Yes, my brother. That son of a bitch. He sent me a text message. Said, so I seen BVS today, and I thought it was so awesome, and he gave it like an 8 out of 10, and then he was like, but Civil War sucked dick, and I give that a 4 out of 10. But he didn't really specifically tell me why either was good or bad. Just those were his grades, and I was like, oh, okay, well, interesting. You know? But I'm going to go over his house this week, and we'll chat about it. So
yeah.
I'll let you guys know. I'll probably record the conversation, in fact.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's it.
I think that's all we have for you guys. As always, thank you.
Want to hold my hand?
Yes, I do.
Where?
That's rude.
Sorry.
Thanks to Nicholas J., our best listener and follower on Twitter. Thanks so much for always showing us support. We appreciate all your interactions. It's always fun. Go make sure you guys check out Reality Comics. They're a hashtag social media for nerds. Go follow them on Twitter and check out their website. Sign up with them. It's a good time. You can do all this shit. But I think that's all we have for you guys this week. Make sure you guys go check out our previous podcast. We're always good time, dude.
Yeah. And hello in Germany, all you people, or one person listening. Hello, people all around the country, because there's like people like in Indiana downloading our podcast and stuff, dude. Like Oregon.
Dude, we're gaining traction, guys.
Yeah, and like some people in the UK. Hello.
Hello.
So, thanks very much. I'm Nutty Boy Christian.
I'm Nutty Boy Scott.
And as always, stay nutty, boys.